everybody, it's Arlie from Creative Hues here. Hope you're all doing well today. Today is my 40th birthday. Oh my God. I am 40 years old today. Feels good. It feels like I'm moving into a new space in my life. Feels pretty miraculous. And so today I want you to tuck in because I'm going to read you a little page from my book that's called Protection and Boundaries by Pixie Lighthorse. Now this is a book, it's really easy to read. It's a simple read. Every page is a chapter. So they're really, really, really small chapters. So it's one of those books you can turn to anywhere in the book and you can find something that has some medicine in it for you for the day. And today I want to read you a page called You Are Magnificent. So it's just touching into all of our unique beauty and all of our magnificence. And I wanted to read it to you as a gift from me to you. Okay. You are magnificent. I will tell you so that you are clear. You are sacred and you are beautiful. You are magnificent. You may need to make amends to another in order to feel strong about forgiving yourself for what you are holding on to. You may need to listen. Do what you must do. Clear the path for a new way of being. Stay in recovery. Call a professional to help you with your health. Establish daily habits of exquisite self-care. They can be as simple as smiling at yourself and anyone you pass. Think of boundaries as the sensation of having a golden bubble around your body. It's filled with your own radiant light. Vitality comes from life force, which is, quite simply, the frequency of the miracle of life. It is truly almost beyond comprehension that we exist in the way we do, with bodies that sense and hands that give healing, language that can move our emotions, voices that carry sound, mouths to chew, wombs that gestate us, minds that can create. We forget where we came from, how miraculous life is, and how it's growing and vibing all around us constantly. It is your responsibility to step into your humble, courageous magnificence. We begin as miracles, impressive, exceptionally fine, but we are taught to forget our miraculous nature. We are warned of the terrible danger of becoming self-centered and spoiled. We are told we are too big for our britches when we begin to show our strengths in early, underdeveloped ways. The high price of these worn-out ethics is that we do not value ourselves as miracles, and we will not value others as miracles either. When we know our magnificence and miraculousness, we can know others to be exactly the same. Everyone is splendorous, and when a person acts from that place of radiant beauty, they stand out. The golden bubble is almost visible around them. When you step into what is golden about you, the essence of who you were before you were born, you will recognize it in others too. Vitality hums throughout a body that recognizes magnificence. You are magnificent. I just thought that was a really sweet reminder today, because we all are. As creative beings, even if you're not creative and you're doing something else in life, we can just simply be happy with the fact that we're all magnificent. So I want to thank you guys. It's my 40th birthday. I'm just over 40 straight podcasts here. It's feeling kind of exciting. I'm liking this platform again. And 40 feels like it's going to be a pretty magnificent year for me. It is my hope that I can continue to honor my creativity and continue to honor your creativity and Yeah. Just get deeper in the knowing and the feeling of life. So, last night I had a beautiful evening with some friends. Had some lovely little bits of food. We did some ceremony around a shadow box. I had for a long time, we kind of switched the contents out of a shadow box and we did a bit of a red thread ceremony. And if you're not sure what that is, basically it's a circle. You hold a circle with your friends and everybody in the circle spoke to the year that just happened and the year ahead. And then you tie the red thread into a beautiful circle. Everybody gets a piece and then you tie it around your wrist as a reminder that you are magnificent. So we did that and it was lovely. And I just want to be in a little bit of gratitude and joy today because I'm really feeling quite loved. And you know, sometimes when we feel love in all the ways, we can go into a bit of a different mindset where we're like, well, this isn't gonna last or whatever it could be. But I'm in such gratitude for the love I feel from all of you and from all of my friends and family here. And yeah, I'm gonna leave you with that little reading. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were able to find yourself a sweet little spot in your house and tuck into some listening. And those of you who do listen on the regular to this podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for sticking it out with me, because I know that there are moments where I can get off on a little bit of tangents. I can repeat myself quite a bit and blah, 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 blah. But I just want to say thank you for sticking it out with me, because my creative soul sees your creative soul and I appreciate you for being on this earth. So there you go. Happy 40th to me. It's going to be an interesting year and I can feel it already. So I just want to encourage you guys to create a little bit more in the world. Tonight, I think I'm going for dinner at my parents' house and think I'm going to come home and write a little music. There's some songs that are creeping up into my head right now. So if I don't take action, they usually kind of go away. So I have to take action and listen to that inner call. And yeah, I hope you guys are all doing super well. And we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.